Kate Pearson has sung with R.E.M. and Iggy Pop. But for most of her career, she's really focused on what she calls that tacky little band from Athens, Georgia, the B-52s. Now, for the first time, Pearson has released a solo album. NPR's Vince Pearson, no relation to Kate Pearson, has more.
Kate Pearson says she always wanted to be a singer.
I used to stick my head out the window when I was a kid and sing at the top of my lungs and think no one could hear me.
In high school in the 60s, she sang protest songs with a folk band. And then she moved from her childhood home in New Jersey to Athens, Georgia.
To do a back-to-the-land thing and raise goats and be out in the country.
It was here in this sleepy southern town she helped form one of the iconic new wave bands of the 70s. The B-52s took their name from a women's hairstyle that was not unusual in Athens back then. The beehive in southern slang was called a B-52. Pearson and bandmate Cindy Wilson made it a signature look.
I had really long hair, and we had this hairdresser, Laverne, that was in Athens, and she did my hair up really big, and she said, "Honey, when you hang your head over the bed and make love, that hair is not going to move."
Today, the band is still making music, but Pearson says she always wanted to do a solo record. So when her friend, the hitmaker Sia, offered to co-write, Pearson jumped at the chance.
There's nobody like the B-52s, but doing stuff on my own, I can also express more personal songs.
Like this one about her folk singer days.
Bending together by guitars and microphones, we wrote our protest songs, we wrote our protest songs.
In a way, she's still writing protest songs. Now, she's concerned about what she calls one of today's great civil rights issues, trans rights. The first single on her new album is called Mr. Sister.
Hey, Mr. Sister, you read her closets full of fishnets, it's lonely.
It's really about a young boy, literally, you know, who sees himself in the mirror and doesn't like what he sees. He wants to get in touch with his inner girl. The whole thing to me is this sort of transforming and becoming someone who loves themselves.
You hear the words, you make a beautiful girl, a beautiful girl.
Pearson says she meant the song to be uplifting, but when she was quoted saying she hoped it would become a trans anthem, some people got really angry. They complained in online columns and social media that the song's title and lyrics perpetuated stereotypes and said Pearson shouldn't presume to speak for transgender people. Pearson says she was really surprised by the backlash.
My initial reaction was being hurt, and then I started listening and I started reading. We started having this dialogue, and I did learn a lot in this whole process.
Pearson, who identifies as bisexual, says there really is a lot to talk about within the LGBT community.
I like to call it the LGBTQ&A community because there's so many questions and answers.
Despite the controversy, Kate Pearson says she's really proud of her first solo effort. She says it's been like having wings. I'm Vince Pearson, again, no relation, NPR News.
I won't take a hit in the mosh pit. I don't ever sit front rows for
She spells it differently, people. Kate Pearson's album is called Guitars and Microphones.